Okay. So, New Year's Day. We made it. Yeah. Yeah, we made it. So, I just wonder, you know, New Year's Day, how do you see it? How do you see New Year's Day? Is it just another day? Is it just, maybe another day that's followed the night before? I don't know. But as I sat and thought about it, I thought, well, maybe, you know, New Year's Day could be a new chapter of a book. Now, if you imagine, our lives are a bit like a book with lots of chapters in. And as we kind of sat here this morning, we're beginning a new chapter, that chapter that says 2017. But as yet, hardly anything's been written. As yet, the writing's not started. We've got a blank page. Or maybe, you know, quite often we say, we're on a journey. Our lives are a journey. And as we're here at the beginning of 2017, it's the next section of the journey in our lives. You see the path there, meandering off into the wood. But as yet, we've hardly taken a step. It's almost like we're stood there, we've been walking, we've just stopped briefly, and we're wondering, where's the next step? Because you see, the next step could well influence the rest of the journey. If I take a step this way, I'm going that way. If I take a step this way, I'm going this way. If I take a step this way, I'm going this way. The next step, the first step, if you like, of this next bit of our journey could influence the rest of where we end up. Or maybe, here you go, it's a new tree. 2017 could be a new tree that during this next year it could flourish, it could blossom, it could bear fruit. But as yet, there's only the tiniest green shoots sticking up out of the ground. What will it be? How will it grow? What will it turn into? What fruit will it produce? Who knows? So just three different pictures there this next year. We could have had more. Maybe, this next year is a new engine. How's it going to be, it could be powering a plane, it could be powering a submarine, it could be powering a car, it could be powering a train or a truck. But as yet, you've got a blank piece of paper and a pencil in your hand. It's not even begun to be designed. You've just written engine at the bottom. How do you see this next year? And really, how we see this next year is what our service is all about this morning. You see, New Year's Day is a chance to look forward. I don't know if as you got up this morning, or maybe as you were going to bed last night, the thought just maybe entered your mind. You know, I wonder what 2017's got in store. I wonder what I'm going to be doing. I wonder if you got to maybe thinking, planning. I wonder what I'm going to be doing. But you see, it's also an opportunity to look backwards. Look at what's happened and to think on, how would I rate last year? How would I rate my performance last year? If performance is the right word, it's probably not. What were good about last year? What did I enjoy? What did I really detest about last year? And if it ever happens again, I shan't be very pleased. And this opportunity to look forward and to look back, we're going to bring that word out that we had in that hymn, Ebenezer. It's an Ebenezer moment. It's a chance to stop and look forward, but also to look backwards. Find it in Scripture in 1 Samuel 7, verse 12. Thus far, the Lord has provided all. Thus far, God has been with us. or thus far, this far, God has looked after us. Just to put it in context, very quickly, God's people, Israel, had forgotten all about God, and they'd gone off worshipping other gods, thinking other gods were more important. And their next door neighbours, the Philistines, had got more and more powerful, and they kept running into Israeli territory and committing acts of atrocities, killing people, stealing things, taking crops. Why grow them yourself where you can borrow your next door neighbours? And this is what they kept doing, and the people of Israel were getting more and more desperate and more terrified. It got so that they couldn't sleep at night. They were so worried. And then Samuel, who was the leader at the time, said, you know, you've forgotten God. And the people said, oh, do you know what? We have, haven't we? Yeah. Remember God, yeah. God, the one that rescued us out of Egypt, yeah, that's the one. The one that brought us to this land, yeah, that's the one. The one that's looked after us, that's the one, yeah. And now we've forgotten him. We're going to follow God instead. We'll follow God now. We'll turn our faces to him. We'll say he's the most important person in our country, in our lives, and we'll do what he wants us to do. And Samuel says, great! But if you mean it, you've got to really mean it. Get rid of all the rubbish that's associated that's to do with the other gods that you've been following. Get rid of the idols, get rid of the other places of worship, and only follow God. Have you ever tried walking on two paths at once? Yeah? I have to confess, once in PE, I put a... we have these arrows, these plastic rubbery arrows and things, and I put them down on the floor. And the idea of it was I wanted the children to do a bit of decision making. So I had this path that they were following, and then it came to this place where it split like that. And one child, he walked up, and after his first two steps, I knew what he was going to do. Because he put one there and one there. I told him to follow the arrows, so we were only doing as we were told, I suppose. But, and he got to the stage where he'd really got no choice. Well, he had. He could either decide one path or the other or fall over on his face. He actually fell over on his face, which I'm only slightly worried that some of you found that amusing. But anyway, once I stopped laughing, and we ran through it again, and he said, you know, I've got to choose, haven't I? One path or the other. And that's exactly the decision that the people of Israel had. One path or the other. Follow God or follow the others. You choose, is what Samuel said. And the people said, we're going to follow God. And the amusing bit that comes just before this is that it says, Samuel put up a stone. And you almost imagine him, you know, taking a, I don't know if Israeli smocks had pockets, but finding a little pebble and putting it like that. But I think the picture up there is probably a bit more in keeping with what happened. They put up this huge stone. A huge stone. And he said, this is Ebenezer. This is Ebenezer. Because thus far, God has looked after us. God has been with us. God has provided. And it got me to thinking, well, why put up a big stone? Because, you know, it said it. So I need a couple of volunteers. A couple of volunteers. Let's have a think. Yeah, Isaac. And seeing as Ethan's volunteering, yeah, Ethan. Okay. Right. Isaac, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go and sit in the middle of the church. Can you do that? I'm going to just sit on the floor. Right. Now then, Ethan. Come and stand here. Can you see your Isaac? Okay. Go and stand next to Auntie Bert. Can you see your Isaac? No. Okay. Scarlett, can you see your Isaac? Yep. Go and stand next to Owen, please. Oh, sorry, go. Stand next to Owen. Can you see your Isaac? No. Isaac, stand up. Thank you. Can you see your Isaac? Can you see your Isaac? Great. Now, this is not planned, so Isaac, I'm going to lift you up. Can you see your Isaac? Can you see your Isaac? Okay. Charlotte, can you go through them doors and go and stand next to the settees? Can you see your Isaac? Excellent. Can you come back then? No. Right, I'm going to lift you down, Isaac. Ready? Thank you. Can you give him a clap while I go and sit back down? Brilliant. You see, God told Samuel, or Samuel decided to put that big stone up, because in all that was going to be happening, the people could look back and remember, A, the decision that they'd made, and B, that God was with them. Okay? Ebenezer. Ebenezer. Okay. And for us, this moment is an Ebenezer moment. We can look back into 2016 and think, you know, what's God been doing? This last year, what's been on God's heart? What has God been doing in my life? What has God been doing in our lives? What has God been doing with His church? What has God been doing with this country? What has God been doing in this world? And in thinking that, we might have some questions. What has God been doing? What's He been playing at? Let's not, you know, try and sweep that under the carpet. This is real faith we're talking about. But also, what have I done this last year? You know, what have been the big events this last year for me in my life? What have I found good? What have I found easy? What have I found hard? What have I enjoyed? What have I not enjoyed? What have I learned this last year? I wonder if we did kind of, you know, if we sent everybody out with a little bit of paper or an iPad. We're not, so don't get your hopes up. We said, you know, what have you learned this year? What do you know now that you didn't know this time last year? I'm pretty certain that everybody would be able to put something down, that they got a new bit of learning, a new bit of learning that they didn't have. And who have I walked with? Now, that's not necessarily, as it says, who have I walked with, who have I been on a walk with, but who have you been alongside this year? Who have been your friends? Who have been your enemies? You know, who's been the person at school or at work that you found it really difficult this last year to get on with? But in all them different things, God has been there with you. Whether it's been good stuff or hard stuff, God has been there. And that gives us, well, that gives us a bit of confidence. Because in 2017, I wonder what God might be about to do. I wonder what God might be about to do with you, with me, with us, with this country, with this world. I wonder what God is about to do. I wonder what God might want me to do. I wonder, kind of, where is my path going to take me this year? Am I going to be starting something new? Am I going to be doing the same old, but in a different place, seeing different people? The same old is never the same old. How will I apply what I've learnt? I think it's the Russians that have a saying. It says, he who walks with one eye looking backwards is blind in one eye. He who walks with no eyes looking backwards is blind in both. If we don't learn from what we've learnt, we're going to make the same mistakes again. If we don't learn from what we've learnt, we're going to encounter the same things again and again. And then be really surprised when we get the same result. I've got moles. Let me feel I've got moles. And if you're squeamish, then you might want to block your ears. But we have to set mole traps. And you know, there's two little bits of wire on a mole trap. And if you touch it with your finger, the trap goes off. I learned that this last year. 5 times. Yeah. Until I actually learn not to touch that piece of wire, it's going to carry on happening. The same result is going to come from the same action. I wonder if this next year, who is God going to call you to walk with? Who are going to be the significant others in your life this year? Who are you going to meet that actually you're going to have a massive impact on their lives? Who are you going to meet that are going to have an impact on your life? I wonder. But with all these things, because this is Ebenezer time, we can face 2017 with a confidence that God will be there with us in it all. You see, the same God of 2016 is the same God of 2017. When we were praying beforehand, one of the things that came out independently from lots of different people was that, you know, God is the same. Us saying this is the end of one year and the beginning of a new one is not how God works. God is the same all the time. He's outside of time. As we were praying, now depending on how you think about bagpipes, this might help your relationship with God or not. Have you ever seen or heard a bagpiper? Maybe if you stayed up last night and you watched Hootenanny, I'm assuming they were on, I missed it, being social. But when there's a bagpiper, there's the tune that's all busy, and, you know, hopefully it's busy, otherwise it's terrible. But there's all a tune that's busy, but underneath it all, there's the drone. And you say, oh, that's the right word to talk about God, the drone. But without the drone, the music is thin. Without the drone, the music is lacking. God's the drone, the constant, the same. The one that's there through all the different situations, through all the different notes, through all the different words, through all the different steps, through all the different pictures, God remains the same. Here's a word that Jesus spoke. He says, surely I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Now, I'm guessing if you wrote that in an A-level paper, you'd probably get pulled up because you're saying the same thing too many times. Surely, it's going to happen. Okay, the word surely means it's going to happen. I'll be with you always. Well, always is going to happen. It's the same again. It's not going to stop. It's not going to start. It's going to keep going. Even to the end of the age. You've already said that once because you said always. Even to the end of the age. Even to the end of 2016, or the end of 2017, or the end of 2018, or whatever the end of the age may be, Jesus promises to be with us all the time. So we can have a confidence, we can have a trust, we can have a determination that we're going forward, and we're going forward with God. Not because of who we are, but because of who He is. Which brings us to some prayers. And I wonder, as you look in the rearview mirror and think back to 2016, I wonder what, you know, you need to be saying thank you to God for. What has God been doing in your life or in the lives of those around you that you will need to say thank you for? And so to 2017, looking forward, you know, it's a great thing when you're going forward to be able to say thank you before it's happened. Or to be able to say thank you before it's worked itself out. You know, the fact that God is with us means that we can be a thankful people already going forwards because He's with us. That's something to be thankful about straight off the bat. It might be that we already know we're kind of at the beginning of something, or, you know, our lives are not neat and ordered, and sometimes we carry one thing over from one year into the next, and there's something we need to just say, oh Father, please help me with this. And then there's the whole, well, it's going to happen. We need to trust and know that we're in God's hand, because Ebenezer is with us and always will be as we go into 2017. That's three different kind of prayers, and it's all messy and it's jumbled up, but that's what 2017 is going to be like, isn't it? Messy and jumbled up. And we'll only begin to understand it in 2018, I'm guessing.